Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. Talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. A lot of people think of Disney World as a kid or family destination, which is true, but that's not all it is. Whether you're wanting to plan a full-on romantic adults getaway at Walt Disney World, or if you're looking for just a perfect date night away from the kids while the kids are with the grandparents, for example, this episode has got you covered. As a side note, I highly recommend bringing the grandparents along for a multi-generational trip. But in today's episode, I'm going to give you some great options for date night spots at Disney World. Okay, the first area I'm going to talk about for a date night is Disney Springs. There are so many great restaurants for a grown-up meal here. A few of my favorites are Wine Bar George, The Boathouse, Morimoto Asia, and Raglan Road is a little more casual, but the food is great and there's live entertainment to enjoy there as well. There are also plenty of places to go for a drink or for dessert. In addition to eating, there's a hot air balloon ride that you can take for some amazing views. You can also ride in one of the vintage amphicars. If you're wanting to go bowling, you can hit up Splitsville, or you can do dinner and a movie at the AMC Dine-In Theater. And of course, there are plenty of stores to do some shopping as well. All right, next up on the list of spots for date night is the Boardwalk. You could have dinner at Trattoria Al Forno and have a drink at Abracadabar, which is a magician-themed lounge. There's also Jelly Rolls, which is a piano bar. They have dueling pianos, and it's a really fun atmosphere. Or you can just stroll the boardwalk and appreciate the views. You can see Epcot fireworks, or you can also take a boat to explore one of the other resorts on the water, like Yacht or Beach Club. Another date night option would be to choose a restaurant with great fireworks views. Two really popular choices are California Grill or Topolino's Terrace, and those are both great choices. You could also eat at Narcoossee's at Grand Floridian, or Ohana or Kona Cafe at the Polynesian. I love to do dinner at Kona Cafe and then get a coffee or dessert and head out to the beach and watch the fireworks from there. They play the music from the Magic Kingdom fireworks and you're out of the crowds. If you get there early enough, you can snag some nice Adirondack chairs and it's really delightful. If you're in the Magic Kingdom, you can eat at Cinderella's Royal Table. If you're in Epcot, you can eat dinner around the World Showcase at some restaurants that have a great view of the fireworks. La Hacienda de San Angel and Rose and Crown are a couple of my favorites. Another fun date activity is a monorail or skyliner crawl or progressive dinner. You can pick a spot at each of the monorail resorts and either have a drink or an appetizer, dinner, or dessert at each one. In terms of bars and lounges, some good choices are Trader Sam's Grog Grotto at the Polynesian and Enchanted Rose at Grand Floridian. For restaurants, there are so many. We've already talked about some of them. Polynesian has Ohana and Kona Cafe. Grand Floridian has Narcoossee's and Grand Floridian Cafe. And the Contemporary has California Grill and Steakhouse 71. You really can't go wrong with any of those options. When it comes to the Skyliner for bars and lounges, you have Bar Riva at the Riviera, the Drop-Off Pool Bar at Art of Animation, Banana Cabana at Caribbean Beach, and for restaurants, you have Sebastian's Bistro at Caribbean Beach, Topolino's Terrace or Primo Piatto at the Riviera. You could also really include the Yacht and Beach Club and Boardwalk for your options here, because while they're not technically on the Skyliner, they're just a short walk from the Skyliner station. All right, we've talked about a lot of options that involve eating and drinking, as per usual on this podcast. But let's talk about some other activities you can do on a date. You can actually play mini golf at Disney World, which makes for a great date activity. My first date with my husband, we played mini golf many, many years ago. There are actually two mini golf courses at Disney, Winter Summerland and Fantasia Gardens. You could also do a paint and sip or a painting class at one of several Disney resorts, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Saratoga Springs Resort, and Coronado Springs offer different classes you can take. You can also just tour the theme parks. It's a different vibe when you're at the parks without the kids. You can just do what you want to do without having to worry about wrangling everyone. I know as parents, we are often so focused on making sure everyone else is happy and having fun and doing the things that they want to do. But this gives you a chance to just think about what you want to do, and it can be really nice. So what if you're on a trip with your kids and you don't have any extra adults like grandma and grandpa or aunts and uncles to watch the kids for you to have a date night? Well, there are some great childcare services that are available that you can look into for someone to come and watch your kids for you. A few of the options are Kids Night Out. There's also Once Upon a Nanny and Storybook Nannies. These all offer in-room childcare, among other things. There's also Camp Dolphin, which is located at the Dolphin Hotel, which is a drop-off childcare. You don't have to be staying at the Dolphin in order to utilize that either. So if you're comfortable, then those are all options to give you a little bit of a break. But like I said earlier, it's nice to have extended family with you, or if you're traveling with another family with kids, you could also do a swap where each of you takes all the kids for the other adults to have a nice little break. All right, hopefully this episode was helpful to give you some ideas for date night activities at Disney World. Disney truly is for all ages and not just for kids. There are lots of activities geared towards adults as well. And if you're wanting someone to help you plan your entire itinerary, including plans for an epic date night, you can work with me and I'll handle all the details. And the best part is, working with me won't cost you a penny extra. In fact, I can even help save you money by continuously monitoring for discounts and promotions to apply to your trip. I can take care of all your reservations, including dining, and you'll have access to me for any questions and advice throughout the entire process. You can contact me for a personalized quote, and we can start planning your dream trip together. Just click the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.